the Midday 180 on 104.5 The Zone. We are delivered by Edley's Barbecue. Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist Clay Matthews Jr. joins us on the Zoom chat, the brother of Pro Football Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews, and a more than deserving finalist this year. Clay, thank you for the time. Congrats on being one of the 15 finalists in 2021, a first-time finalist after I know many have worked very hard to get you into the front of the room. What was it like to learn that your career work will finally be presented for the Hall in Canton?
Well, I got a call from David Baker, who's the head of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. And fortunately, I didn't get a live call. It was on the tape machine, but my temperature went up about 20 degrees when I'm hearing this, because, you know, I don't know if you know that much, but I really am. When you take where I was as a young child, I'm an unlikely candidate for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, don't get me wrong. Later on, I started competing, but I was about 132 pounds when I was a freshman in high school. And then, my dream was to play in the NFL, but I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it.
Your brother, in our time covering him, for me, all the way back to Houston, was one of the most amazing game players, game creators, tape ball, and all kinds of stuff in the locker room. And I know that you and he and the Matthews family came up with all kinds of stuff. Describe the competitive level of driveway basketball and unconventional games created by you guys as you grew up.
Well, if there was anything that we could, this one thing we'll do, we'll compete. We'll compete on play one to play 1,001. And this is probably, I'm going to give you the best example of competition, and I'll call it unbridled competition. Okay, Bruce and I had two special need twin brothers, great boys, and they got raised just like everybody else in the family. So they played basketball with Bruce and I, and we played a certain brand of basketball. Well, as the Special Olympics bloomed, basketball became one of the sports. So I was called by my mom that the boys were going to be playing in a game. So I went over there, and when they started playing, they were fouling on purpose. They were talking junk to the other players. And then I realized, you know, the sport as we played it, Bruce and I, was a little different. My mom turned and gave me a look I'll never forget. I think they kind of figured it out to tone it down a little bit, though. But we would compete, anything, any way, any time, never run out of gas.
Did it come out even in the end, or did one of you have the upper hand? If you put a lifetime score on things.
Oh, well, you know, although Bruce swears he's more talented and has more gifts, you know, I think I outthought him and created games where I could win, but who really knows? I think we both ran out of gas a little bit.
Well, take it a step further. What did Bruce's wedding photos look like after the boxing match?
okay. We had a little incident, a little boxing, and it started off just, you know, kind, a little dancing around, throwing punches, but nothing. And then it got a little, I don't know. I can't recollect the true going ons as they happened, but he charged me, and somehow he got scratched, and he claims that his wedding picture shows evidence of that scratch, but
yes,
I don't see it.
Clay Matthews, our guest, you love competing against your brother in all things except in the NFL, right? Like, I remember the story of you telling where you actually beat him on a play. I don't remember the year it was, in the 80s, to sack Warren Moon, and you felt like Judas because of it.
Well, it, you know, when you're out there as a defensive player, there's about 9 different guys who can come and hit you. So it happens real fast. And somehow Bruce at guard popped out to block me as an outside linebacker coming. And somehow I got around him, and you do what you do. And then as I'm hitting him, I'm thinking, this is pretty good. And then all of a sudden I think, oh no, you know, and he didn't care. He was pretty good about it.
So the people making your case, making sure that the, those of us voting know all the details about your career. They add up your sacks, your picks, your forced fumbles, your fumble recoveries, your impact plays, so to speak. They look at the linebackers of the 80s and the 90s. Ricky Jackson, 213, he's in the Hall of Fame. Lawrence Taylor, 195, in the Hall of Fame. Derek Thomas, 187.5, in the Hall of Fame. You're fourth, 140.5. Number 5, number 6, number 7, number 9, all in the Hall of Fame. Number 8 and number 10 are also finalists. I would imagine you feel like you belong amongst these people.
Well, you know, I'd love to. My dad had played for the 49ers. He was a boxing champ and a wrestling champ. One of the first thing he taught us was, you know, don't go around talking about yourself. He goes, if you're any good, they'll figure it out yourself. And so it's extremely uncomfortable for me to talk about myself. I will say this, like I said, you know, I had to, whoops.
That's all right.
That's fine.
Yeah. Competition wise, I don't like to talk about myself, but as far as competing, I'd show up every play. I like to win every play, and I like to win every game.
Let me ask it this way too. It must be flattering that so many people are speaking so well of you. Boomer Esiason says you have the intuition of a quarterback. High ranking NFL person after NFL person commending your versatility. Nick Saban called you one of his all time favorites. Mike Munchak, you know, your brother's dear friend, said he was absolutely surprised by how strong you were, particularly with your hands. As you see people lining up to offer these compliments, what's that feel like?
It's very humbling. You know, when you're playing, you're trying to get around that guy or trying to win or beat him. And you don't, quite frankly, you don't know if these people liked you or not. And it very humbling. I'm very honored the things they said.
Where the strong hands come from? Is that largely genetics, or did you do anything in an earlier era to work specifically on hand strength?
Well, one thing you learn in the NFL, there are two types of people. There are people bigger than you and people faster than you. So grabbing with the hands kind of can even that out. I think what, oops, did I lose anybody?
Oh, you're fine.
No, we're here. Okay.
I think I figured out that by holding a little bit, it might slow down the fast guys and the big guys also.
So you just got good at it.
Yes.
Clay Matthews, our guest, extremely humble, as is the entire Matthews family. And Clay's echoing that here. So going back to what Paul just asked about, you know, having to present your case, I'll ask you your reaction to learning you were going into the Browns Ring of Honor. You're the only player in the Ring of Honor that's not already in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's because they've never inducted someone into their Ring of Honor that wasn't first inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So when you learned of this, and they recognized you, what was it, 2019? I nearly said last year, but it's 2021.
Yeah.
What was that like for someone that's so extremely humble, but yet recognized in this way by the franchise that you remembered playing with?
It extremely humbling. And to go in front of all those folks, to be honest, I could always hide in that uniform with the helmets. And here I had to go out there and talk to all these people. And it was a great evening. I'm just extremely honored that they did that.
Titans had a brutal pass rush this year, and a lot of people are going to kill me if I don't ask you if Clay Matthews III took a phone call, because he could have been a difference maker here.
I think they made some decisions with some other people, and I wasn't really in the loop on that. So that's all I know about it.
They still may need him next year. We'll see. Hope they can find some younger talent. How'd he enjoy his first year out?
Well, he was, you know, he had gone to the Rams with the idea it was his 11th year and it would probably be his last year. And then everything went well. And he his thinking was that he would play another year. And then the Rams decided they were going to go in another direction about 4 or 5 days into free agency. And he never found what I believe he would call the right situation for him. And it was, as we all know, it was an odd year. It would have been tough to find the right situation.
You certainly played high school and college ball with Bruce. What would it mean to go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as brothers?
He's been excited about it. You know, me, I'm probably more worried about it happening. I'd have to give a speech, but he is, you know, he's really enjoyed that. He's, he really wants me to get in. And gosh, I don't know. It would be great.
You in California and he in Houston, how often do two of you see each other? How often is there a Matthews family reunion?
We usually get together at least once or twice each year. Of course, we're running on a longer period than that. Yeah, and it, you know, the last 10 years, his son is playing. I've had two sons playing. So we've gotten together for a few games, but, you know, he was in the same box with me, and I nearly had to throw him out because he he was being too much of a fan of the other team.
Clay Matthews has been our guest, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. Thank you so much for the chat this afternoon. We certainly appreciate it, and certainly a great pleasure to have you on the show.